Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We had yesterday big day in football, the AFC, the NFC championship games. Condolences to Detroit Lions fans. Man, that was ugly. Anyway, we know who the participants are going to be in the upcoming Super Bowl. That's just under 2 weeks, Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Taylor Swift will be there. Who's excited about that? I can think of a couple of people. But look, with the Super Bowl comes a lot of betting. A lot of wagering, and this is big business for these legalized sport books. And let's not kid ourselves, even before we legalized and regulated this, there's a lot of betting going on. This kind of just brings it above board. But when it comes to how much we're being inundated with in terms of the ads, in terms of the odds, the lines, all of that sort of thing, is it too much? And there's some concern it is. And maybe this new reality we're still trying to navigate. Now, recently, I guess it was last year, Ontario announced that they were going to change the rules around advertising. And just, they're provincial rules, but it is going to impact what we all see. Like a lot of these gaming platforms that we see advertised on television, they're regulated in Ontario, but they're advertising right across the country. Alberta just has playalberta.ca. as the regulated option, and they certainly advertise, but we see a lot of other platforms do, and some of those platforms use some big names, some big faces to advertise. Certainly in the case of some of the ads we see during hockey broadcasts, Wayne Gretzky, we see in a lot of these, Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, and others. And celebrities too, Jamie Foxx is a big one that comes to mind. But that's all going to change starting next month. That the rules in Ontario will be that these platforms cannot use celebrities, including athletes, or really anybody that would be recognizable in these commercials. Now, the commercials aren't going away, but a lot of those familiar faces will be. Is that enough? Like, what's the balance we need here? Well, to some, it doesn't go far enough. In fact, our next guest has been arguing that we really need to ban these ads altogether. Bruce Kitt is a former Olympian, professor emeritus of sport policy at the University of Toronto, one of the founders of the campaign to ban advertising for gambling, and joins us on the line here this morning. Professor Kitt, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rob, and thank you for that introduction. Very helpful.
Well, let's talk about what's about to change in Ontario. And I think the rest of the country will notice, too, this change. How significant is it in your view?
Well, they've already adapted to the change in regulations. There are far fewer athlete influencers on the ads. I don't think that it will affect the propensity to bet, and certainly the effect on children and youth to be involved in the game from the game of betting. From everything that we have seen, ads in another way will continue to exacerbate the gambling addictions, which are so problematic. So we're calling, as you said, for the abolition of advertising for all forms of gambling on television, on billboards, on signs, arena boards, and so on, which currently, according to the CBC, make up as much as 20% of sports programming on television.
Well, yeah, I mean, it certainly seems to be a lot of it out there. I don't think people would disagree with that assessment just on the eye test in terms of what we're seeing. And that means revenue, right? I mean, these teams, these leagues, these companies, they become dependent on that revenue. Arguably, that helps keep people employed, that helps maybe keep the cost down of going to a game. Is there some good that can come from that?
Well, do you allow everything to operate in an open market, or are you concerned about the health costs, the social costs of certain activities. We've already banned advertising for tobacco and cannabis for health reasons, and we would put advertising for gambling in the very same category. We know that gambling leads to serious addiction. We know that advertising is effective in getting more people to gamble with more intensity. That has been demonstrated by research worldwide. And we're worried in Canada now that many, many children and youth are excited about gambling because of these ads. The ads legitimate it as part of their experience, and we hear from all sorts of people, from grandparents and parents, that kids as young as 5 and 6 now want to bet because of these ads. We want to reduce that as much as possible.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you know, what do we know then about the impact of these ads, as opposed to just, you know, kids being aware of legalized gaming or just being aware of the very concept? How do the ads influence them?
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
They legitimate, they normalize, they make it an okay part of enjoying sports, and that's one of the arguments that the betting companies use. They say you can enjoy sports a lot more if you gamble on that. But kids, 5 and 6, teenagers, young men in their early 20s do not have the neurological defenses against the addictive power, particularly now that phones bring this in, so that the way that the dopamines are stimulated and encourage more and more betting. That's the neurology of addiction. It's gambling addiction is considered the only non-substantive form of addiction by the WHO, by various medical associations, and it's clear. I didn't do the research myself, but journals like The Lancet, the big UK medical journal, make it very clear that ads induce, exacerbate, encourage, are effective in getting children and youth and other vulnerable people to bet more and in addictive ways than they would otherwise.
I mean, is it relevant where these ads run? I think people would raise an eyebrow if gambling ads were, you know, in children's television. But if there's programming that's late at night or primarily aimed at adults, and we can talk about hockey broadcasts, which falls somewhere in between. But is that relevant in regulating these ads?
Well, I think that's a great question. In some countries, in Europe, they haven't banned the ads altogether. They've just banned ads during what they call the whistle-to-whistle period, the time when games are actually seen on television. In some countries, the prohibitions or restrictions affect the periods when children are expected to watch television, so no ads until 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night. So people around the world who share our concerns are are wrestling with different ways of reducing the impact. I think we argue that it should not just be on television, but it should be in all placements that children and youth see. I can share with you, if you like, a recent photograph that one of my colleagues took of the arena where his 11-year-old son plays hockey, an arena that is almost exclusively devoted to youth hockey. And it's plastered. It's plastered with ads for betting. That shouldn't be there. I well understand that minor hockey associations may be hurting for money and public arenas are hurting for money, but we shouldn't resort to this addictive inducement as a way of restoring budgets in these important facilities.
You mentioned, I mean, our approach, I mean, cigarettes are an obvious one where, you know, there's no advertising of cigarettes we allow at all, certainly no sponsorships of hockey broadcasts or hockey teams, but it certainly is different with beer. And we've typically had, you know, beer companies, breweries who sponsor those broadcasts. We see the ads during hockey games. I mean, is that a parallel at all? Or, I mean, what do you see as the right parallel here?
Well, I think that's a good question. There's a private member's bill in the Senate right now calling for the regulation of ads and doing that federally so that would govern the ads all across the country. As you said in the introduction, in this crazy-making federal country where both federal and provincial governments have opportunity to weigh in on things that affect our lives, it's sometimes hard to sort out who does what. This bill calls upon the federal government to regulate ads overall. And prior to the determination of the regulation, that they anticipate a public hearing on what is the best way to do this along the lines and to address the questions that you're asking. We've done a survey of our starting position is that there's something should be done, and our starting position is that they all should be banned. But we certainly respect that other communities have taken different approaches to this, and we think that if there's a discussion in a committee in Ottawa where people who can share the research from abroad and argue, as you are doing, about these different approaches, I think that's quite legitimate too, but we do need regulation that limits, if not eliminates, the harm.
Much more at banadsforgambling.ca. Bruce, thanks so much for making some time for us here this morning. Appreciate the conversation.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.